Good morning. It's time for our Extension Report. And today we have the Frontier Horticulture and Natural Resource Agent, Lauren Gammel. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hitting 100.
Oh,
what are we talking about?
We are going to talk about tomato issues this morning, mostly with the fruit, but some with the leaves. So the first one I want to talk about is tomato cracking. There's two issues. I mean, most issues kind of have to go with environmental stress and problems. Tomato cracking and blossom end rot are going to be environmental problems, but they kind of work on opposite sides. So they're both when the root system becomes unbalanced. With the tomato cracking, which is where you're going to see those, you know, deep lines, crevices, usually stemming from the stem side of the tomato. And it's going to be when those roots are so efficient that there's just too much water. It's creating too much pressure inside the fruit. Some of the ways to prevent this is going to be mulching, just to help with keeping the soil moisture at a good level, and just making sure you're consistent with your watering. Your fruit is still good to eat. You might want to avoid those kind of damaged parts, but it's still good to harvest and eat. On the other end of that, you have blossom end rot, which is going to be when there's a calcium deficiency in the fruit. This is could be from so many different issues, you know, just low calcium in the soil, even though that's really rare here in Kansas, so typically not that issue. But it can be, you know, changes in the weather, again, that moisture fluctuation, droughts, and damage to the roots. Maybe you cut them with a shovel or something like that on accident. But one way to fix this is just making sure your soil pH is good. If you want to get a soil test, you can come on down to the Extension office and we can make sure that everything looks good and recommend you the right fertilizer to fix that issue. But then again, same as the cracking, just maintain that even soil moisture, good with rain, watering when you need to, using mulch and things like that will help. Another thing with this is just having good drainage that will keep your roots super healthy, helping them balance out how much water they're taking in and out. One of the issues you can't control very much is sun scald, which is just going to be that heat damage. This is going to look a little different than the last two, and it's going to be a whiter color. It's going to make your fruit look a little leathery, pretty white. This is typically from those high temperatures, lots of sunshine just on your tomato. This will vary in which variety you have due to foliage, but there are ways you can take care of this, which is making sure you're keeping those bugs off, which are going to eat at your leaves and allow the sun to get to the tomato. And then also just once those fruits do get sun scald, those white spots, remove them, throw them away, and allow for new fruits to come in and fill that space. One of the last diseases that can happen on your tomato fruit is anthracnose. And this one is also a little different because it's a fungus. It's going to start by looking like little sunken brown black spots on your fruit, and then eventually the fungus is going to take over and it's going to completely rot the fruit. There's not much you can do once anthracnose sets on the fruit, but for next year we can make sure we're getting rid of all things that could possibly be infected. That's fruit, that's leaves. Making sure we're using mulch. Again, mulch is your best friend when taking care of your tomatoes. It's going to keep that fungus from splashing up onto the fruit. And also just making sure the environmental factors are there so your fruits are healthy.
Lots of things to deal with.
Yes. Very similar, but very different. So Absolutely. You just got to know how to identify them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Coming up Monday at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally